Sunrise, written and read by 42 Do Not Panic. This is a Clint Barton and Matt Murdock story tagged for self-worth issues, Deaf Clint Barton, Blind Matt Murdock, Protective Matt Murdock, Sunrise's Fluff, Slice of Life, and Dumpster Bros. Summary: Hawkeye and Daredevil watch the sunrise and talk about vigilantism and disabilities. The sunrise is probably the most beautiful thing I've ever seen, Hawkeye mused. The archer was sitting on the glass banister of the roof garden, feet hanging over the edge, and his hands wrapped around the top. He was slouched down and looking over New York City towards the horizon. A few feet away, Matt was lying on the patch of grass covering parts of the roof. The vigilante had his hands crossed behind his head and was facing the sky above them. "Yeah?" Matt asked, pulling one knee up and swinging it from side to side a little. "Don't you think?" Clint asked. The agent didn't know Daredevil's secret identity, and he had never seen him without a mask. As Matt sensed Hawkeye turn and muster him, he sat up and pulled his cowl off in one swift movement. "I don't know. I have never seen it," he smirked, even as something burned deep in him. "What do you mean? It's right," Clint started, but Matt could also pinpoint the exact moment he realized what Matt meant by the stutter in his heartbeat and the catch in his breath. "There," the archer finished automatically. But he also turned just enough so he could eye the unfamiliar man. "Your lawyer?" "What?" Matt was so confused that that was the first conclusion Clint jumped to that he even forgot the twisting feeling deep in his gut. "You're that lawyer, the blind one, who brought Fist and the Punisher down," Clint clarified. Unable to form a coherent thought, Matt just gaped at him for a moment. When he finally found his words again, he managed to stammer out, "And the lawyer part is what you think stops me from seeing the sunrise." "What?" Clint climbed down and sat on the grass in front of Matt. "I'm a blind lawyer, Hawkeye. I haven't seen anything in over 20 years. Matt chuckled, running his hand through his hair and crossing his legs between them. When he continued speaking again, the laugh in his voice was almost drowned out by the memories. "And before that, I never got to see the sunrise." Matt could almost feel the stare on him. "Never? How often did you see the sunrise before you were 10 years old? Matt pulled his knees against his chest and wrapped his arms around them. He didn't know what he was supposed to do with his body. "I don't know. A few hundred times. We were up in the early hours a lot when we moved the circus." Clint had copied Matt's position, but was now staring towards the horizon again. For a moment, they were quiet. Then the archer continued. "But I get what you mean," he sighed, seemingly fighting himself to get the words out. "There are a lot of things I never got a chance to hear." For a moment, Matt didn't know what Clint was talking about, until another piece clicked into place in the puzzle that was Hawkeye. The constant hum that surrounded him and that Matt had assumed was some kind of communication unit. It was hearing aids. "You're deaf?" he asked, even though it was obvious now. "Profound hearing loss on both sides since I was a child," he agreed. "That's kind of ironic," Matt added thoughtfully. "A blind man who fights with his supernatural hearing, and a deaf man who is known for his exceptional eyesight." "Yeah, I guess it is." For a while, the two men just sat on the roof. Clint was looking at the sky turning orange and the sun slowly appearing, and Matt was lying down again, listening to the city slowly wake up around them. "Do you miss it?" Clint asked into the warm air, not bothering to turn. "Sunrises?" Matt asked to clarify. "Or seeing in general?" Clint hummed for a moment and he was pulling on the grass under them absentmindedly. "Both, I guess," he decided. Usually Matt didn't talk about that. Usually people didn't understand the reality of losing a sense, and even the ones who did didn't understand what it meant to gain a different one instead. But even though he had only known about their shared experience for a few minutes, Matt had always known there was something about Clint he recognized. And now he knew what that was. "The sunrise? Not really. I mean, I know what people say about it, and it would be nice to be able to experience it myself at least once. But because I've never seen it, I can't say I miss it. It's not like..." Matt took a moment to come up with a good example. "It's not like the sky on a sunny day or my dad's face. It's not something I was used to seeing every day. I miss those things." "And seeing in general?" Clint turned to look at him again. Matt shrugged. "At first it was horrible. I didn't think I could ever live like that. And then my other senses started developing and I couldn't control them. When that happened, I truly thought that was the end of the world for me. But I learned how to control them and I learned how to live my life without sight. And now it's, Normal. Sometimes I don't even remember how it was before. Clint nodded, then asked, You can't see at all? No light perception, nothing. Just what my other senses give me, I sighed. He had had the conversation too many times, and so far, no one has even begun to understand it. But Clint didn't ask the questions everyone asks. But you can track movements, distances, and people just with that, so do you use, like, echolocation or something? It's partly that, and a part is also air currents and smells and tastes in the air. I can feel movement in the air, even from the other side of the room or across the street, and I can track living things by their individual scent and heartbeat. That's cool, Clint allowed, but there was sadness and maybe even longing in his voice, and he had gotten up to lean against the glass railing. Matt sat up, focusing his senses on the archer for a moment. Hey, Hawkeye, what's on your mind? Nothing, he sighed again, and now he was also fiddling with the fletching of a broken arrow he had been carrying around all night. It's just, I can hear with the aids, and I know ASL and some words in other sign languages. I can read lips fairly well, and in the end, there's always a way to communicate. And I can trace movements a lot of people wouldn't even see. But if it's dark, I'm pretty much useless. My sound localization is rubbish, even with the best aids Shield has to offer. I guess I was just hoping there was some technique I could try out. Hey, you're not useless. He stood close to the archer and nudged his shoulder. Earlier, the explosions had totally wrecked my orientations. It was loud, and the burning and dust made it near impossible for me to get much other information. And from what I hear, some of the other vigilantes around here would have a lot harder time without you two. Yeah, because I could still see. He snapped the remaining piece of the arrow in half. It was light as day in there. We all have our weaknesses. For you, it's darkness. For me, it's noise, or the lack of sound. I had my ass totally beat by ninjas that could control their heartbeat to be nearly undetectable. Spidey gets sensory overload, Danny can't control his powers when he needs to, and Jess has hallucinations and panic attacks. There's something we all need support with, just as there are things we are all particularly good with. He turned the mask in his hands, running his fingers along the smooth surface of the eye holes. Send me out to get intel from an archive or a computer, and you could wait for years. And when you try to send Peter into an undercover operation, you might as well tell them you're trying to infiltrate them from the start. But no one would do that, just as you're not the first choice for eavesdropping. Clint stretched his aching back and gazed out over the city once more. The sun was now casting his rays over the city, and Matt was leaning into the welcome warmth after a long night. Clint sighed and straightened up again. Hey, Matt gently nudged his shoulder. You're doing a good job protecting our city. There's no one I'd rather have my back tonight. This podfic was created for Voice Team 2024. If you enjoyed it, please consider leaving me a comment, and for more chillin' vibes, check out the other works me and my team made in the collection.